Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Realm of Dukonia. I am your Dungeon Master, Andy, and today I am joined by Sam, Gio, and Rob. Sorry.
That sounded like a question.
I don't know. My brain is fried. Honestly, it's fried. But anyway, we are here to talk about the events that happened in episode 33. Yep. Which was the downtime activities. So you all had your fantastic times and your 6-month adventures. Sam, you met Bruno, you met your daughter, realized that your daughter played a part in the massacre of Zora's family, and dipped into 2 levels of rogue, I believe, right, Sam?
Yep. Well, yeah, we'll be 3 after this 6-month hiatus.
Because you took 1 level before the fight, right?
We're level 8 right now currently. And then after the 6 months, we're going to be going to level 9. So I'm 6 paladin and then 3 rogue.
Right, but I'm saying because for the Hyman Seer fight, you were level 7 and you had 1 level in rogue. Okay.
Yes, yep.
Okay. Got it.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. And we still have to talk about the whole guild thing that happened, which maybe I'll talk to you about here. But Gio, you decided to have some escapades of collecting some undead people. Got a bag of holding, got 2 rods of what were they? Immovable rods?
Immovable rods, yeah.
From your dad's place. You saw your family. You had a crazy ass fucking dream and you met somebody, a patron, some would say it. And
what did he look like again?
You did not see him. So all you saw, it was just kind of like talking to darkness. He didn't present himself. When you agreed, a giant red light like glowed, but aside from that, he was just like a disembodied voice. You never saw him.
Oh, I don't know why I was picturing him as like a glowing silhouette of a humanoid.
Nope. I mean, maybe you could imagine him like that, but nope. Nope. And Rob, you had a mild depressive episode and then headed off to meet a Johnny, which we talked about off air. But you are more than welcome to ask me any questions, and I will be throwing a little monkey wrench when all this comes back from his trip. So don't worry. I still have some surprises for you at the start of next session.
Don't worry, Andy. I have many surprises for you.
And it just occurred to me 3 minutes in that I never said the full intro. I don't care. I'm not going to do it. I don't care.
we don't care that. Today.
We are way past that. So, in other news, we were looking back at the old episode, Sam, and realized that we're coming up on the 1 year. Actually, this episode might be released on the 1 year.
Oh, no shit.
Our first episode of season 2 was aired on 9/18 of 2021.
Oh, geez. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's so nuts that we've been playing this for a year. It doesn't even feel like it.
I know. It really doesn't, especially when we swapped over to every other week.
Yeah.
Like, and that's been going on for almost 3 months now.
Jeez.
I know.
That's crazy. Because, like, we haven't played any other campaign for over a year. Or for almost a year. And then, like, we've been with these same characters for a year, which is like the longest we've ever played one character for.
Except for the first campaign. I think the first campaign was like a year and a half.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That was a long one.
But
except Rob never stayed as one character because he kept dying.
He kept dying a lot.
I only died twice.
That's true. You had Larry. You had Michael. Who else was there?
Loofaloo.
And then Gimbal came in. But he never died. He just ran away.
Technically, Michael is still alive. He just wasn't an adventurer.
He's the arbiter of Tullamore.
No, that's his descendant.
He straight up died. And then you resurrected
him. Oh, yeah, that's right. We looted his body.
Yeah, you guys looted him, jerks.
Well, he wasn't using it.
But also, one other thing. We're coming up on almost 2 years, too. So the very first episode of season 1 was released on 1/5 of 2020.
Jeez.
or actually no, we're past 2 years. We're coming up on 3, because that's because that's not going to happen again until 2023. Holy crap, that's a long time. But anyway, so to get more to the point, after all of those shenaniganeries that happened, what questions do you guys have for me?
Let me look. Go to my notepad here.
Oh, shit. Can I impregnate a dragon?
Oh, Jesus Christ. You should have been a bard.
I'm just kidding.
A male dragon.
I was going to say, do you really want me to answer that question? Or do you want...
Sure, yeah. You know, I can't,
Well, if you survive the process...
Oh.
I genuinely don't know. I mean, that would be literally like an ant fucking a human. I don't think so.
Well, they got a humanoid form, though. They got a...
Dragonborn are not dragon. Oh, you're saying like the polymorph form?
Yeah.
It's a spell that they cast a polymorph into the shape of a human, right?
I'm not saying I'm an expert on this, but I have seen the movie Shrek. And if a donkey can do it, I'm pretty sure a necromancer can
do it. That's a good point.
I kind of think that, like, if they use true polymorph, I could see that happening. Because then you get, like, the dragon soul sorcerers, or whatever the fuck they're called, that draconic ancestry. Like, I could see that. So, possibly, if you're talking, like, a straight-up dragon, like, that's probably 5 times the size of you, probably not. But if you're talking like they true polymorph into a humanoid and then get pregnant and then have like I could see that happening. I just don't know how the magic would affect what the baby came out as.
Aldous could do it.
I wasn't planning on that. I was just throwing that out there just to.
I mean, after your conversation today about persuading a dragon, I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. Yeah, it did kind of fit the narrative. Yeah, guys, I'm considering blowing the dragon whistle and possibly dying.
Oh, well, the dragon whistle was a one-time use.
Oh.
Hell yeah. That means that we can't do anything stupid and fuck it up.
Since when was it one-time use? Since
when
now?
They gave it to you, they said it was a one-time use.
Oh, when did you find that out?
When you try and blow it again?
What, they told you it was one-time use.
Oh, I thought you just, like, you didn't remember that. And now you just did.
No. No, they told you that it was a one-time use.
Oh. Well, why didn't you tell me that when I was texting you?
Because you sent me, like, 20 messages in a row. I didn't read everything. I didn't know how you were going to find them.
Oh, that's what you meant when you said if you can find them.
Yeah, now it's clicking.
Okay.
No, I genuinely like didn't know what you were referring to, because I was like, look, I had a lot to deal with today. I'm sorry, I didn't read every little thing, but I was very confused. Very confused for a hot minute.
What? Okay. Yeah, I guess I was confused too, because you also didn't correct Kyle when he said he was gonna, when he said to blow it to bring them to a town or to kill, what's his face?
I'm sorry, he said what? When?
Kyle was saying, let's blow the dragon whistle in a town or something like that to kill everyone. Yeah.
When was this?
Oh, I didn't see that either.
Really? It was in the group chat. He said, let's go to town. He's talking about, like, I forget what town he's talking about. But
Tullamore?
Oh, it wasn't today, but it was like
last week. It was like a week ago, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was back. I think he was talking about with Remy.
Yeah.
We were going to go to the town that Remy is in, call the blow the whistle, and then fucking do that. And then, Andy, I think you said, you're gonna blow the dragon whistle in a populated town. And then I said, well, he's not really that populated, isn't it? Like in the middle of halfway between here and there. And then you said, no, he's in this city. You remember that conversation?
Right. Yeah, I do. I don't know then. Okay, to be fair, when you ask me about D&D and I'm not in D&D mode, I don't remember everything. But I'm pretty sure I said it was one-time use. I will go back and listen. That was in, I think it was in episode 31 towards the end. I'll listen to it and see what I can find. I'm pretty sure I mentioned it was one-time use. If it wasn't, I'll let you know. I'll send you a text and let you know. But for right now, I'm working on the assumption it was one-time use. But we'll see.
Okay.
I'm going to put a pin in it. I'll listen to it at work tomorrow and see what I can find. All right. Dragons, more dragons. Okay.
I am extremely nervous that bad shit is going to come from Kyle and my daughter and the mob and all over. I'm a little panicked about that.
But it's almost like I planned for
it. Yeah, I know it is. It's almost like you have an evil plan brewing up your shoulder, or up, you know,
up my sleeve.
That's what I'm trying to say. Up your sleeve. Up your shoulder.
I have evil plans for everybody. It's just I haven't had a chance to expose it until now.
Well, I can't wait for it to not be my turn. Just kidding.
I mean, I feel like I dealt it out pretty evenly last time.
Like, well, nobody else was there for all of the shenanigans with Rob's background. So, I mean, I know I know it's like wait till that happens type deal. Like, wait till that comes back. Like, they don't even know about Aldous's sister.
Yeah, they don't know really about like Alice. That much shenanigans. She just kind of showed up, and I just said, "Fuck you," and then she cried, and then that was the end of that.
Well, no, there was a whole thing. Like you had like a whole mental breaking point of like, she's still my sister and I love her, but now that she's this monster. So there lot of like tomfuckery.
I know there was, but that was just the brief version of it. I wanted nothing to do with her, and we did it all in one episode.
The character arc, or character development of all this.
Because I'm totally never going to bring that back. Just see how you feel.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I did say if she ever came back, I'd probably kill her. So.
If she was a monster.
Huh?
If she was a monster.
Oh, probably, yeah.
And this was also before the whole Johnny training thing.
You are training with a giant tiger or lion, whatever he is.
That's what you might think.
Are you going to kill a Johnny?
Maybe. You guys don't.
I'm going to slay
my off time.
I'm going to slay the pussycat and then wear his skin like a cloth.
Maybe I'm just going to a flea market for 6 months. You don't know.
Yeah, you're going to a flea market because you're going to go live in the mountains with a giant furry animal.
Oh, yeah.
Covered in fleas, probably.
Aldous never told us where he was going on his 6 month downtime, did he?
Nope.
Aldous never said a word. Andy just went and told the general public everything before I had a chance to.
It was no secret you were going to train with a Johnny.
Yes, it was.
What the hell's a Johnny?
See, it doesn't even matter that Andy said anything because Gio doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's fine. You could talk about it later. I'm sorry. I genuinely thought that we covered it.
You and I talked about it in private, but
oh, gotcha. Sorry.
The lion's out of the bag now.
Yes, my bad. Just pretend that you guys heard nothing.
Then you're. What are you saying? I didn't hear it.
Well, Gio doesn't know what we're talking about. Sam has an idea, but it's okay.
Kyle doesn't know what he's talking about either. So
yeah.
Oh, Kyle knows everything. He didn't even need to sign on to the back feed because he just knows what's happening.
Zora is just omnipotent. So
omnipotent.
He spends so much time being aware of the rest of the universe that he's oblivious to what's next to him. in his rage.
That's why he's always so mad.
Yeah.
He's just always so mad because he can't see what's in front of him.
I can't wait to use my. I can't wait to like raise a skeleton army. A small skeleton force, I should say. No, it's not really an army.
A skeletal battalion.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what's going to happen when the cat's out of the bag on that one.
Did I not tell anyone?
Within our group, or you mean when the general public, like a civilian, finds out?
Both.
Did I not tell everyone what I was planning on doing?
You haven't come back from the 6-month adventure yet.
You mean the characters, how they're going to react?
Characters, yes.
Aldous doesn't know Melkor at all and has no idea that he has necromancy powers.
Oh, yeah. Aldous was freaked out that Demezio could cast minor spells. He is going to lose his ever-loving shit when he finds out that you can raise the dead.
Yeah. I have to figure that out. I haven't put much thought into how I'm going to break that to you guys yet.
I wasn't even really thinking about it until today, but I was like, oh man, I don't really care what he does, and I think it's funny, but my character's probably not going to be okay with it, so we gotta figure this out.
Yeah, Sam's character is probably going to be difficult about it as well.
Hey, you think I'm going to be difficult? I'll just let you know, before you and Kyle came, I was the difficult one of the party. Yeah, so,
sucked.
So, just to put that in perspective, I was the one constantly being told by the party that the things I was doing were too bad and too shady.
Isn't that quite a coinky dink?
I know.
It was more so just me, not the party.
Well, Logan was with you.
Yeah. I mean, Phantasmo is totally evil, and I'm pretty sure George was straight up evil too. And, you know, Pete's character, total evil vibes. And
oh yeah, Pete's
character. I don't
remember
what
agony.
Justin was playing, but I'm pretty sure he had an evil twist too.
Pete's character. Wait, no, you're trolling.
I'm trolling. Yes. Pete's character was a dwarf.
I don't know. I never met him.
Yeah, that's fair. You never met him. No. Yeah, I was trolling.
Wait, are we not supposed to know each character's alignment? Like, am I not supposed to know, like,
Yeah, not really.
Not necessarily. I mean, you kind of get the idea from their actions, but that's about it.
Okay.
So, like Rob has no
idea.
In
my mind, like, players can be a certain alignment, but they can have like different thoughts and plans, and until they act upon it, like that's when that alignment would probably change.
Yeah.
Like when Finn decided to send Aldous away, It wasn't officially that he turned evil. It was when what the hell's his name? What's his patron's name?
Lachni.
It was when Lachni said, well, I don't really want him. Do you want him back? And he goes, I don't really care. That's when he needed to be evil.
Yeah.
There's a certain line. Certain line that needs to be drawn.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've said before that all this is lawful good. He does stupid things, but he will not, you know, take candy from a baby.
Oh shit. You're lawful good.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you think I'm difficult being lawful neutral, just wait till you see that.
Oh fuck.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. And I'm not even a paladin.
And here we go.
I don't do things because God says so. I'm a good person just because I am.
This might come down to persuasion or deception check all to us.
Be careful. You know, that stuff only works on creatures with a high enough intelligence. and I'm pretty dumb. Not really. I'm not that dumb.
Does it? Is it just?
He was kidding.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's say. Wait a second. Does his stat block?
I wouldn't be able to be an adventurer if my intelligence was that low.
Just to check, though, does a creature's stat block affect if you can?
Yeah, there's some spells check? Like if they have a certain score that's too low, it has no effect on them. Because, like, you can't persuade an animal to do things if its charisma's like so low and stuff like that, or.
And on the flips, like on the, sorry, Rob.
What would be too low though? Zero plus zero, or
it's dependent on the whatever
on the spell and the creature. A lot of times it ends up being like three, like anything like three or lower is like
just
won't work. Stuff like that.
And at and like for intelligence at one, you're brain dead, technically.
Yeah.
All right, at zero, not at one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But there's also, on the flip side, there's things that say, like, if a character or if a creature's intelligence is blank, then you can do this. So the first example that comes to mind is, what the hell are they called? Intellect Devourers. They are brains with, like, quadrupedal? They have four legs, whatever the fuck. And they, like, have the brain itself goes in on a creature that has an intelligence of zero. And then basically has a craniotomy, removes the brain and the skull, and puts itself in there and controls that thing. It's really fucked up.
Sounds familiar. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Intellect Devourers are pretty popular now because of the Baldur's Gate 3. They have a whole mind flayer story with that in the first chapter that's released. So that might be why it's familiar.
Yeah, Critical Role.
Critical Role as well, if you are watching Campaign 1.
I just started watching it, yeah.
I believe when they're in the mines of Craghammer between episodes 1 and 15 or something like that, there's an encounter with one, and I believe it kind of takes over Grog for a hot second, or it tries to. I don't know.
Yeah, it's exactly where I am. In the Critical Role. I haven't gotten far. I only watched like three episodes.
Yeah, season one of Critical Role. Mwah. Chef's kiss. It was fantastic. Season two. Mwah. Can't get into season three. Or Exandria Unlimited. But that's neither here nor there.
You think the quality drops off after season two?
I don't want to say the quality drops off because they get a new studio. They have, obviously they're popular. I liked more of the home. I liked it when it wasn't. How can I say this without sounding like an asshat? I prefer it when the game sticks to its roots and treats itself not so seriously. And like, it's still a home game. And I feel like as the seasons have gone on, now we're in season three, I feel like they kind of lost that connection as it was a home game kind of thing. Like what you see in season one, I feel like you see completely different in season three. And I feel like it's just because it's become a brand. Not to sound like a hipster, but I feel like it just kind of lost that. And that's the part about it that I can't get into. But I mean, again, I could be wrong. I watched it when it first came out and I couldn't get into it. Same thing happened with season two. So maybe I just need to rewatch it again and try it. Maybe I'll enjoy it, but that's just my first impressions and first takeaway from the start of season three.
Interesting.
But that's just my thoughts. Anywhoozy. Do you guys have any other questions for me?
Most of my questions you answered off air, and I can't really ask in front of the other guys. So
you're right, because I already spoiled too much. Again, my bad. I thought everybody knew.
Well, you only spoiled it for Sam.
Yes, you're right.
Everyone else, I think, is in the clear, right? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
That's
the fuck
fair.
Is a Johnny? I have no idea. An Italian man?
No, a lion man. Sweet little lion man. Well, I guess that's a great place to end for tonight if there's no other questions or comments from the
So my time with Bruno, he trained me to be a paladin. He's now training me to be a rogue. Is he like just like a master of all fighting styles?
You never said that he trained you as a paladin.
Just trained me fighting.
Yeah. The whole paladin thing is like you're mainly a fighter, but you have access to spells because of your power. With your
oath. That makes sense.
So he taught you. He's very skilled at training and fit in the physical aspect of things. So he whipped you into shape to become what you are, but he never taught you the ways of like a paladin. Probably he introduced you to them through like your study or something like that, or maybe you stumbled upon it. Like that was something that was never really explored in your backstory or in what we talked about, because all you said was that he trained you, but you never said that he helped you find like the paladin oath kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Which I mean, twofold on your aspect, that's probably what you were thinking, but in my head reading it, I was good. Like, well, he never explicitly said that. So, you know, I
didn't really have one way or the other. Just more or less meant that he was a mentor of mine. So I'm fine with however you want to word it in your head to make it make sense in the game. So,
okay.
Something else I was going to ask about that though too. Shit. I remember it was something with the mob. So, if we wanted to like pick up jobs for the mob to make money, obviously we got shit going on right now, but like in the future, is that something that would be a possibility? Like, do I get, when I do stuff for the mob, do I get paid sometimes?
I'd say yeah. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, I mean your dad's a good connection for you to get jobs for, and he would be able to pay you for it. I mean that's absolutely.
Okay, because
the problem is that comes from that is Rob gonna work with, or is Aldous gonna work with them, and is Kyle?
He might if he doesn't know. Geo, I don't think has a problem working for anybody.
You're gonna continue to lie to Aldous.
He already does nothing.
I have learned that no matter what I do, Aldous does not like me. So I don't. And Zora does. True.
He gave you a hug.
Oh, that's right. He did. I forgot.
You can't lie to him now. He gave you a hug.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with him. I'm gonna say Aldous. I work for the mob. I am a paladin still. I'm gonna be picking up rogue, but we might do jobs for the mob. Are you in? You want in?
I appreciate you being honest, but I need you to lean forward while I put my sword through your face.
Thank you, but I'm still killing you.
So, Aldous, you gave me a hug, which means that you now like me, which means that I can tell you the truth. This is everything that I've been doing. These are all the laws that I break, and this is how I do it. Would you like in?
Turns out he gives you a hug, but put a kick me sign on your back, and you didn't know for the last 6 months.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll just have to see what happens. You know, if you tell him, then we'll just roleplay it.
Roleplay. Okay.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Great.
Would that come down to a skill check? Like a deception check or a persuasion? Or would it just be like Rob just decides how his character reacts?
What are you referring to specifically? If Sam lied to him?
If Sam was trying to lie to him or persuade him, would...
I would make Sam roll, and then I will have Rob determine if that outcome was good enough to lie to.
Because I've never seen that, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit more tricky with a newer player, because obviously like the newer player wants their way, so they're gonna say probably not, or you know, whatever like floats their direction. But I know Rob and Sam and Anthony are all very good about doing that, so I leave it up to them typically to determine what number in their head they'd have to meet.
Typically what happens is Sam historically has rolled very bad on things.
When I lie. It's only when I lie. I do fine on everything else.
So every single time he's ever lied to Aldis has known about it, but he never addressed it. He just kind of kept note of it, like, okay, all right, I believe you, but he doesn't. So he only confronted him about it once. I think he told him, like, I know that you're a liar and you're going down a dark path or whatever, but I don't think anything ever came of it.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I can't remember when it was.
God.
Yeah.
How am I going to tell him I'm a necromancer? Oh, my God.
That's what I kept struggling with, just trying to figure out how to tell him I was in the mob, let alone raising the dead.
You could just show me with interpretive dance and your skeletons.
I'll make the skeletons do a cool little dance.
Rob absolutely hates any magic.
I don't hate magic. It's just...
It's tattooed across my chest.
Yeah. Aldis doesn't like it. All my other characters, they're all the magic users.
Rob likes magic. I should correct myself and say Aldis hates any type of magic. I love
magic. I think a wizard is probably one of my favorite classes to play.
But I've only seen you play one.
Huh?
I've only seen you play one wizard.
In Andy's game, I played him in a bunch of other games, but I've played clerics and bards in Andy's games.
Yeah,
I was a wizard in Anthony's game for Lost Mines of Phandelver. Didn't last very long. We got killed by a dragon in like session 5.
Yeah, dragons.
They're fun.
Well, how are you guys getting killed by dragons so often?
Because I like dragons.
Oh, shit.
Rob? Yeah, Andy does this thing where he's like, game's not moving fast enough. Here's a dragon. And then we die.
Not always true, but sometimes true.
Your old campaign, you had Bahamut and Tiamat fighting above our heads. We were like, whoa, the fuck's going on here? And it's like, hell has taken over whatever the city was. And we're like, but there's dragons too? It's like, yes. We didn't actually have to fight them, though. That was just like AoE effects when the dragons were fighting. But still, very deadly.
In my defense, that was the very first game I ever DM'd. And Tiamat is sealed in the first layer of hell, which is why she was released.
Oh, I'm not saying it was bad. I was just saying that's what happened. We didn't actually fight them, but they were there.
But then they killed you.
I thought it was cool. Actually, I did die, didn't I?
But I was died from the archdevil, not from Tiamat or Bahamut.
No.
Then how did you guys die from dragons?
There was
Cinder in Tomb of Annihilation.
Yep, he toasted us.
Yep.
Why? You just attacked him?
They entered his lair while he was sleeping and decided to attack him. So he unleashed
that was a bad day.
Breath weapon.
Sorry, Andy. That was the first time we were like, yeah, we're like level 5. We could totally take this dragon. Ready, guys? God. And then we got our asses handed to us. It was a young dragon, so that's why we were overconfident. And then
No. This is what happened, Sam. Our guide was stupid, and our guide told us to go there, and we were stupid to believe it, our guide.
Oh, wait,
It was Hugh Jackman's son, or whatever the hell we named him.
No. You didn't take him for the guide. He went alone.
Right.
And he met you guys later on elsewhere and asked for your help.
Yeah,
because I read his profile and it was like, well, this motherfucker would totally go without anybody, or he brought people and they died. Like, absolutely he would do that. So you took the cat lady as your guide, and he ran into you and you're like, yeah, we can help.
Yeah, so we all died.
So there was that one. There was the Bone Dragon from my original game, which killed Larry.
Oh. I'm still hurt over that one.
Yeah. Rule number one, Rob, never break up the party. Never split the party.
I peeked inside of a room, and the door magically closed and would not let me leave the room.
Because it was trapped for whoever entered the room.
And I ran around for 9 rounds of combat, maintaining concentration, trying to cast Liam in Tiny Hut.
You almost got there, and then on that 10th roll, you failed concentration. Because he hit
you. I know, because he smacked me while I was underneath a cafeteria table or something stupid.
Oh my god. Yeah, and that was... We were all around the table, like, cheering you on just to survive for one more round.
And I wasn't even there. I was.
You were Skyping in.
I was Skyping in from college. And I was alone, and my roommate was trying to sleep.
Did you have a fire alarm go off that session, too?
Yeah, the fire alarm went off, and I had to roll dice in my cup holder. And it was like -3 out, and I was like in my trailblazer freezing.
-3, not to your proficiency bonus.
And then there was another dragon. There was the water deep dragon. That was the one that DM'd.
That was Rob's fault.
Rob DM'd.
That wasn't a TPK, though.
Well,
neither was the Bone Dragon, but it was close too. Me and Sam both died. I think there was only like 2 people that survived, right?
Yeah. Pete's character, which I can't remember his name, Thermald? No, not
Thermald. Icewind Burn.
The Icewind Burn. And then Al's character, the Barbarian. And then.
Yeah, but that one, you guys didn't have to fight him.
I know, it's because I lied.
Somebody lied to the dragon, and he was like, that's not cool.
Probably the paladin who had a high charisma that thought he'd be good at lying and then rolled poorly like he always does on a check for lying.
Hey, I feel Sam, like
maybe,
there's...
Maybe some higher power is just trying to tell you something.
I know.
No lying.
That's the answer.
What am I going to learn? Paladins should not lie.
Wait, you can't deceive a dragon, though, right? It's impossible.
They did not know that at the time. Well, it's not impossible. It's just very difficult.
Yeah, it's really, really hard.
It's very difficult.
Either roll a nat 20 or what?
Their bonuses are freaking stupid.
Yeah, the type of dragon that it was a good dragon. It was like one of the lawful good ones, and he was like super duper wise. So
afterwards I was like, what the heck, Rob? That was a gold dragon. He's supposed to be friendly and good. And he goes, he's lawful good, and you lied to him, and he caught you lying. I'm like, that's a good point.
Yeah. That one was straight out of a book, so I just ran it the way the book told me to. They're like, he'll just tell people to leave. Otherwise, if they lie to him, he'll fight them and kill them. I'm like, oh, man.
Like, they did and then so you look well at me.
Yeah. And then the real big baddie guy.
Perfect that whole game, and then right at the very end I was like, what the hell?
It was like the whole game we made it through the whole campaign book, and then at the very end is when that shit happens.
Yeah, but you guys still prevented the bad guys from taking the treasure, which is technically a win.
Is this campaign the longest campaign you've been in?
The one we're currently in?
Yeah.
I think the
Andy's first campaign.
I feel like that one was the longest, but we weren't as high a level.
Or experience, so we were really like, we spent a lot of time doing stuff that we shouldn't have been doing and didn't need to do and didn't get. I feel like we've gotten most done in this campaign.
Yeah,
but
I also feel like this is the campaign that I've had the best amount of prep for, so I feel like that also helps.
I'm really hoping we get involved in a war between the Empire and the Republic. I'm really hoping that happens as a result of the investigation.
In the history of the world, has the Empire and the Republic been at war before?
Let me pull it up.
But you have a history written up in the lore?
Oh yeah, Andy, you should see his fucking OneNote. It's got like 400 pages in it that he's typed.
No way, 400?
There's history, there's planes,
it's
there's
insane.
Pantheon, world factions.
After this, continents. After this, you should have Andy share his screen on Discord, and you can Just look, just have him open up his OneNote and just see all the shit that he has.
I'm gonna have to hop off here in just a second. But okay, well, Gio, if you have any questions about the Empire, Aldous is from the Empire, so you could literally just ask him anything in game time. He could probably tell you.
Yeah. And Sam, as far as war goes, no. But they have never been at war.
Okay. So far.
But I think that's a great place to put off to end it, because Rob has to leave anyway, and we could talk more afterwards. But with that said, everybody, thank you very much for stopping by. We hope you enjoyed this session, and we're looking forward to picking up next week with what is next week? Oh yeah, the start of a new arc. That's what it is. And maybe a brand new dungeon. Later, everybody.